Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on Wikicuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the Wikicuriosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Tonight is my co-host from the great state of Michigan, Alex.
Hello.
And we've got Miss Angel in the studio with us.
Hello.
And you join us as well. I'm having difficulties trying to get the crowd. Nope, this is me. All right. You can join us as well. All you got to do is call in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735. That'll bring you directly into the studio with us. Or you can join us on our Facebook Live feed. All you gotta do is head on over to the Facebook page. Behind the Screen Radio Show. It'll be the first one that pops up. Click like, share, and follow to be kept up to date on everything going on in the world. Also head on over to the Curiosity Media page. Give them a like, share, and follow. Be kept up to date on everything going on in Wikicuriosity. And from the Facebook page, you can hit up the website, www.wikicuriosity.wixsite.com/WCMedia. It's a mouthful. Just click on the link on the website. You can see pictures. You can see blogs. You can see information on our shows. You can access all of our archives. You can also access our YouTube channel, Wikicuriosity Media, on the YouTube channel. We've got some videos of us. We've got some snippets of the behind-the-screen shows and a couple of other things. We are working to update everything, so keep an eye out for that. Yeah, I think that's it.
Look at you. Like, I was having a little moment because I really felt like I was going to have to do, like, the whole intro, and I didn't want to do it because mine was completely different, and I don't want to do it.
I apologize. I was on my way home. I'm actually surprised with the traffic that I made it.
With, like, 30 seconds to spare.
Yeah, because normally it takes me about 40 minutes to get here from my work with the traffic, and today it literally took me a half hour. So I am here. All right. Alex.
Yes.
How is everything going? We missed you on Sunday's show.
It's going pretty good. Nothing to complain about. You know, just going with the flow, I guess. I don't know. I'm working on a knife, first knife right now. It's going okay. So, other than that, I'm not doing too bad.
Well, that's good. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I saw the recent pictures that you sent me of of your knife, and it's looking really, really good. I have to admit, I am impressed. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, it's not much. It's not very big. I made it from a file, and I was kind of restricted on the size of the file, but it's a nice little handy knife. Should turn out pretty good.
Cool. Yeah, I'm actually trying to catch my words and trying to catch my thoughts because I'm still in mode. What type of... What type of wood are you using for the handle?
I'm using a mix of walnut and purple heart, and I'm going to use, like, some brass spacers.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's talking about a picture from Alex. Yeah. Our producer is yelling at my co-host because he didn't get a picture of the knife.
That's rude. I don't ever get pictures, so actually, I don't feel bad. that was all honesty right there.
There it is. There you go, producer. Yeah, it definitely looks really good.
Yeah.
Now he can quit being a little bitch.
All right.
That's a very pretty knife. Thank you for including me in the picture so I could see said knife. It's awesome. I feel very included now.
Right?
Everybody's happy.
Yeah, we're all happy. It's cool.
I know
my place. I know my place. I was happy to get to see it.
I mean, I always get first
place. I know you do.
I mean,
just assume that it gets showed around.
It doesn't. You know, Alex. I've gotten used to it.
Oh, hey, have you seen
in the 10 years that Dan and I have been married, I have gotten used to being the back burner mom. So, no, that's cool. That you said that. I didn't even know what's going on in your life 90% of the time, to be honest. I got nothing.
I'll fix my bumper, too.
I didn't know that either. That's cool.
Cool. Well, I mean, that's good.
I killed your brother today.
Nice.
It's not, because on a real note, like, my mental health is suffering from this one moment today. I've drank a lot since then.
The older one or the younger one?
No, the older one, the tall one. The tall one? Yeah. So I'm 100% ready for him to go and design and price a whole new back deck for me, because I'm convinced that this house is built with a curse on it and it's ready to kill somebody. Austin fell down the back steps today, much like I have done, although I'm shorter and there's not as much like length to miss sisters, and I've hit all of them so far on my way down. Pretty sure I did some head damage on the last hole.
That's not
funny.
Austin hit none of the stairs today, thankfully, but did fall down them. I'm done with this house. I hate this house. It's going to kill us. Build me a new porch.
We can't afford a new porch.
I make that genius right there and the other super tall genius that almost died today design and price, and then we'll go from there. At least the stairs, though.
Yeah, I need to do something about those stairs.
One of us is going to end up crippled, and this is not a wheelchair-accessible house.
Especially when you step on the front porch when it's wet it's like a fucking soda slide.
I've had like 3 anxiety attacks since the moment it happened, which is probably not normal. I don't care. Judge me. Do what you got to do. But I can't do it again. So front porch, back porch, they got to be fixed or we're all going to die. Maybe a safety chair or harness for the actual stairs in the house. that would be good too. We could just
repel
down the
stairs. Put up a warning sign.
Repel down the stairs email.
You said best I can do is put up a warning sign.
But we all know. I should put a warning on the front though. That's probably smart. I don't need FedEx signs.
Warning, slippery when wet.
Yeah, I don't need FedEx signs.
They don't come up on the front.
They do. They come up like run. They sprint. One of these days they're going to sprint and miss a foot.
That's going to be funny.
Until one of them breaks a neck and then we're all screwed. Warning. This house is dangerous. Walk with caution. That's all I got. Here's my PSA for the day.
All I can think about
that
was the PSA was millions of children a year fall down these stairs.
It's what it's going to be. It's almost like TikTok PSA.
For 50 cents a day.
If you buy this house or a house much like it, you will all die.
For 50 cents a day.
You could save a child from falling down the stairs too.
It is true though. Like his body went into such complete shock. And when I finally he was in a place where he was not going to throw up. He ate an entire bag of Doritos. The entire bag in like 10 minutes. Pretty sure he's going to throw up later.
That's pretty baller if you ask me. Fall down some stairs and eat a whole bag of Doritos.
A whole fucking... It hasn't even been opened yet. He was like, how long have we had these? Over a week. Yep, I'm going to eat them all now.
I mean, I can... Yeah. I can see how, falling down the stairs can be traumatic enough.
Oh, God.
Burritos.
I think he was just trying to settle his stomach, although I don't know that sweet, hot chili was the way to go with that.
That was his entitled compensation. You know those, commercials? Like, if you have taken this drug, you are entitled to compensation.
He's absolutely correct.
If you have fallen down these stairs, you are entitled to compensation.
He's not lying, because he laid claim to a bag of Doritos. When I fell down the stairs, I laid claim to a whole bottle of Fireball. And I was like, this is my compensation. And don't argue.
So I get 5 falls down the stairs.
So part of my anxiety today is that I keep, seeing the moment. But then the other part is picturing other people falling down the stairs. And every time I picture Dan falling down the stairs, all I can think is, oh, my God, he's going to die.
Look, I've already fallen down the stairs inside out.
I think the only one who has not, who lit, like, it lives, not fallen. Everybody else has. I think it's because I walk so gingerly now, because I'm so scared to, now it's one of my biggest fears. I have a fucking phobia because I fall down the back stairs twice. So now I hold the rail for everything and walk one step at a time like a crippled person.
But the thing is, I was holding the rail when I was down the stairs.
You were there, but you were not.
No, I was not.
All I saw was a head peeking through the railing, talking to me, and then all of a sudden the head went, poof, and he was gone.
Literal words from Austin. literally, from Austin. I saw his head, and then it was gone.
Yeah.
Not walking down the stairs.
And
it was there, and then gone, and I heard a poof, 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 poof.
And we didn't want to laugh, but I suffer from a condition, and I don't do well with emotions. So instead of screaming and crying and running to him, I sat on my bed and almost pissed myself while I laughed.
Again, exact quote from Austin. Let's not make sure Dad's okay.
Yeah, I'm a horrible person. I don't know what to tell you. Although that didn't happen today. I dropped everything in the moment because I saw it happen. I was like, oh, dear Jesus God, are you okay?
I see where I stand. If something bad happens to me, it's instant fucking laughter. If something bad happens to your kids, it's like, oh, my God, are you okay? Let me baby you.
I think if I would have actually seen you fall down the stairs, that would have been a different thing. Like I said, I think if I would have turned around and he would have already fallen, I would have been like, what the fuck?
But yet you've literally seen me fly over the top of a big-ass ball on my...
Before I laughed out in the loud, because, I made sure you were okay.
But you almost,
There was a lot of inner holding.
Yes.
It was a funny moment. I wish you could see it from my perspective.
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm kind of laughing over here.
Like, it was, if you could have seen it from my perspective, it was like magic. It was slow motion. You just glided across the top of the ball, and then you landed. And in my head, it said, holy shit, that must have hurt. Is he okay? And my outer self was like, holy shit. Why did that happen? Do it again.
I was just laughing so hard he's coughing.
No, so I had a couple buddies of mine go to the beach last week, and one of them decided that it was what is a wise idea to jump over some hedges. He did it. He jumped over the hedges, but his feet slipped out from underneath him, and he busted his ass so hard on the concrete. And when our friend sent us that in our little group chat, I was crying. I couldn't breathe for like a solid hour. And so I did what the logical person would do. I made memes out of it and kept sending them to the group chat. I swear to God, I couldn't breathe.
Empathy seems to be a running concept in this family.
I couldn't breathe for like the next 2 days. Like every time it just popped into my head, I'd be like, that was pretty fucking funny.
Because there's somebody you know, it's funnier.
And then when he got back, I was like, hey, so is your butt okay? Like, what happened?
Did you break
and he goes,
your
oh,
ass?
Yeah. It's, he goes, yeah, it's fine. I was like, all right, just making sure. But
well,
in the moment, you could hear my friend in the background wheezing, laughing, because he just smacked so hard. And nobody asked if he was okay. We just started laughing at him because it was funny.
The thing is while it was traumatic, it really truly was traumatic for me to see, because I have now fallen down those stairs twice, and I can only imagine, I don't know that it would be funny or not. The first time was probably funny, because I like just slipped and I landed on my ass, kind of hurt, and it took me a minute to catch my breath. Second time, I literally hit every step, hit my head, like it was not a cute fall. Might have been funny, but traumatic at the same time. So as a parent, it was way more traumatic for me than it was for him. Like when he landed, he was just trying to decide if he was going to throw up or shit. He just wanted to get up and be left alone. Like he handled it like a trooper. And while I was like halfway in tears going, oh my God, I almost killed my child.
I'm going to make sure you're okay. And if you're not bleeding or like losing an arm, then I'm going to laugh at you.
I probably would, if I hadn't fallen down those stairs myself at some point, I probably would have laughed. But I've fallen down those stairs, and it fucking hurts. Like, I did some damage this last time, and it wasn't cute, and I'm scared to death to fall. Like, I can't handle another one. I can't do it again. But he did say that film studies is a good formula for funny-ass memes, though. They were good. Like, if you would have seen him fall, you probably could have taken that and slowed it down and backed it up and slowed it down. I don't want to do it, though.
I mean, I'll send them. The ones that I made were absolutely hilarious.
I can't do it. Like, I've drank a lot today just to hide the emotion of being an over, like, you call people helicopter parents, and I have crashed a helicopter now and am in rescue mode. I have a problem. I don't know what to do anymore.
Somebody wants the helicopter.
Somebody send more liquor because she's about to die. I don't. I have nothing.
Oh, I'm surprised our feed isn't blowing up right now.
I have a problem.
We have many problems.
I can't deal with it. Like, it's been a hard day. It's a hard day. I call it hard for me, and then I'm not even gonna fall down the stairs.
Look, you know the formula, right? Comedy is tragedy plus time. I don't feel like there was enough time.
No, I think maybe, you know, at some point I'll find it funny. Today, not so much. Today, I'm just finding myself in the bottom of a bottle. And, you know, judge me all you want. I don't give a shit. My kids are old enough to be self-sufficient.
You want ice cream for breakfast? No, go.
You do what you gotta do. Let mommy sleep. Oh, you have a problem with me? All right. I don't fucking care.
Jesus.
They're alive. They're fed. We're good. They get good grades. I'm doing something right, and today is not the day.
Oh, Christ. There's some fucked up people in the head. Like not just you and I. Like, our entire family.
Because none of them judge me for the fact that I'm like, it was a really bad day today. I've had, like, 4 drinks so far. They're like, it's okay. You deserve it. You're right.
I'm talking about extended family.
I'm
talking about kids and, you know.
They don't judge me either.
Our family that comes to visit us once a week.
I mean, they might. That's what I'm talking about. They don't judge me. They're like, you're fine. You're fine. Look at them. They're healthy and alive. They're good.
They can get their own food.
The laundry has made it to folded. Just because it's not upstairs does not mean shit. You did 2 jobs already. We're good.
Proud of you for doing the laundry.
Right. You
now,
fed,
what is the rest of the house going to get?
You fed them. You vacuumed. You mopped. Like, we're good. We're going in a place here.
But you're lucky I get up to go to work.
You're lucky I get dressed. I did actually go in the grocery store today with actual, like, human clothes.
It's because it wasn't Walmart.
I don't like Walmart.
I don't do Walmart. And I'm finding more and more that people don't like Walmart.
Not the Walmart here. It's scary. But I have been known to walk into Kroger after a therapy session and be like, go ahead, say something. It's my fucking pajama pants. Fuck off. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I'm too old at this point. I just don't give a shit. Oh, you don't like them? Okay, go home to your home. I'm going to mine. Someday I'll have daughter-in-laws and they'll be like, yeah, so my mother-in-law has some problems, but it's okay. Everything's fine. We love her. It's cool. That's what I'm going for.
You didn't, I mean, you've succeeded already.
I have.
Yeah.
They accept me for the fact that I'm a little crazy, and I'm okay with that. Oh, okay, one of the two. The other one, I don't know what
we
she accepts.
We don't really call her daughter-in-law.
I wasn't saying daughter-in-law. I'm saying one of the two partners of our children accepts me for who I am, and it's like, you're good. We're good. It's okay. We're good. I got this. I'll help you. It's okay. We're good. The other one's like, you need help. I know.
The other one's like, take care of my kid.
Right. You need help. I'm not sure you're mentally stable, but if you could raise my child, that'd be awesome.
And on that note, I think it's time to take a break.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back.
Behind the screen, we'll be right back.
Dripping down, it's just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. It's not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave, and these will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost, and I ain't too proud. If you loved me, you would hold.
Years and 1,000
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. wait, where, hold on, wait. I've got, so while we're doing this, Alex, I've got to show you something. You're going to laugh at this.
Okay.
There you go. And I sent it to you on Messenger.
Do I just stick it back in the box?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I got a new toy today.
Fucker.
Can you see the look on... So I was looking at it during the break, and, you know, obviously I'm going to have her hold it and get used to it. And she told me to check the time, and I came over, and we had like 3 seconds. So I left her literally holding it.
That's rude.
And the look of fear on her face.
You send that shit to Austin. That's rude.
Okay, that's going to Austin. Oh. Send to...
Just saying, we live on the East Coast, so if you come in for us, you're probably going to lose.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't have any bullets right now, though, so...
But I know somebody that has...
That's a problem.
I know somebody that has plenty of rounds.
Yeah.
So, I can probably get quite a bit.
You should take the boys when Alex comes, you should take the boys to the range.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. I'll probably go in here in the next couple of days or so.
Whatever. You're not home. Here.
I got to sight in my hunting rifle because it's not sighted in at all.
But it doesn't do anything for me because you're not here, close to our Howard.
Howard? You were going to say house.
Both. You need to be here where we are. When does your stepfather get home?
Tomorrow.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Should be fun. I got a dog sit tomorrow, though, so I probably won't see him until after. But
well, I hope it's a good homecoming.
Yeah. Probably will be.
It doesn't feel like he's been, because of the time during COVID, like, it doesn't actually feel like he's been gone that long this time. Like, it went by really fast from when you said he left again to, like, coming home.
Yep.
Compared to when he left and then came back and, like, he just wasn't coming home.
Yeah.
What, he said you a meme or something?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it definitely didn't feel as long this time. It seems, because before, like, COVID, his normal cycles, when he'd go over, would, like, feel like forever. It's like, oh, man, he's coming back when? But then he was gone for that long period of time during COVID, and we were like, well, shoot, the other ones didn't seem that bad.
You're right.
Now that it's back to normal, it's, I don't know.
Now it doesn't feel like anything, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's the same when he's back home. It doesn't feel the same, like, time when he's home.
Yeah.
But we make the most of it, or at least try
to. Absolutely. I think that, you know, if we're going to put it out there, you know, welcome to what was active duty military life to the secondary military life, you know, we get used to it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Stuff. Yeah,
it sucks. But then when the really long times happen, they're horrible, and then they come home, and you get through that, and then they have these periods of time where they leave, but then they don't seem so bad. And then you kind of look at other people who have, I know, it's judgmental, I don't give a shit, who have husbands who leave for like a week and they're crying about it. I'm like, it's not that bad.
I wish my husband would go away.
Go eat some sloppy joes that he hates and enjoy your Netflix time because it's all you got. Like, stop whining.
That must be hereditary because I don't like those either. The sloppy joes. I don't know why that just came into my head when you said it. I was like, yeah, I really don't like those either.
I mean, that's fine. But, like, when Dan went into the reserves, and his longest time period would be, like, 3 weeks every summer. And literally, I'm not going to lie, I would like to think that I'm the wife that sits back and cries every time her husband leaves. And that's not how it was. He would leave, and we would go grocery shopping for all the shit he needed. And then we would watch Disney movies and eat all the gross foods that he dislikes and just chill. Because that was our time to do that. Or we would go to visit family. You know, like, we did something while he was gone. I never really felt like it was only 3 weeks, guys. Like,
yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but 3 weeks really did not affect me. And we would just do whatever and then come home and then he'd be home and then we'd be back to normal.
Yeah.
Like, I promise a year is worse. 3 weeks was nothing.
Yeah.
That's a skip, hop, and a jump with a rock. It's nothing. We use those times for, you know, once the first time happened and it kind of sucked after active duty, it sucked. But then after that, it was like, oh, well, he has a lot of foods that nobody else likes. He has a lot of foods that he hates that everybody else likes. This is our time, guys. Let's go eat all the shit. So, yeah.
All right. So we do actually need to get on with tonight's show at some point. So, all right, Alex.
Yes.
I know that, you know, like me, you've been watching The Bad Batch here lately.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get your opinion on something, because you and I have the same love for Star Wars and the same love for the TV series and the movies and stuff like that. One thing that I noticed in The Bad Batch that I really actually miss from the Clone Wars is the introduction. They did it on the first episode, but they haven't done it since. And I wanted to know, well, I mean, what do you think?
I don't know. It's a situational thing, I think, for me. It's like if it's being released weekly and I'm watching it weekly, then, yeah, I want the intro. Like, the intro is nostalgic. It's cool. It's awesome. But if I'm binge-watching it, like I did the Clone Wars, I skip the intro every time. I just can't sit through the same thing every single time, that many times, for that period of time. But, I don't know. I think if you're watching it within, like, doses, just, like, once a week, then, yeah, I want the intro. But it doesn't matter to me either way. I kind of just skip it.
Because I actually missed the guy's voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Admiral Yularge, the guy who voiced him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. I like how he gave, like, a briefing, but like I said, if I just watched the episode before, I don't really need the briefing. But if I'm coming back to it, then, yeah, obviously I want the briefing because it sounds cool, you know. It's like, well, Anakin and his Padawan, blah, blah, blah. It's, like, epic and explaining, like, a war to you in a way that you wouldn't expect it.
And it kind of sets up the episode for you. You know, gives you a little bit of a brief back, kind of a brief backstory to this, to the episode. It kind of sets up the episode and makes you more excited to watch the episode.
Yeah.
Because
it is Admiral Yularen. Like, that's the character that's explaining it. So, and he's the admiral of, like, Anakin's ships and stuff. So it's kind of like a, almost like a first-person point of view to the war, like, that everybody kind of overlooked. Because we have Anakin's, we have Rex, we have Obi-Wan, Ahsoka. But this is, like, an outsider that's not in that inner circle, as tight in that inner circle. So to hear him say, well, Anakin and his Padawan, or Obi-Wan and Commander Cody are on some type of mission off Lucia or whatever, it gives you more of a weight to it. It's like, well, this is like an admiral briefing the clones. Like, we're like the clones, and he's briefing us on what just happened or what is about to happen or this, that, and the other. I don't know. I've always kind of thought of it like they, like that. Like, we were the crew of the ship, and he was kind of, like, saying, like, General Skywalker needs our help. And it was just kind of like that immersive involvement to it.
I can understand that, and I can understand why they kept it out of the Bad Batch. It's just, it feels like the Bad Batch is missing something.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if they did some type of, what, we just said it.
Yeah, I mean, even the Mandalorian had the, you know, previously on, and it kind of set up the episode.
Yeah, I totally had a brain fart. I didn't know what to call the recap. I was like, it totally just left my mind. I was like, yeah, Bad Batch needs a, I was like, we just said it. What in the world? But yeah, I think if like they did Hunter or Omega, if one of them or anybody, honestly, if they like swapped them out every once in a while, I think that'd be cool to kind of have like that recap or like have, because obviously like the two big main characters are Hunter and Omega. If it had like Hunter, like, doing like a opening monologue that kind of subtly recaps everything.
Yeah.
But then again, Clone Wars kind of needed that recap because they kind of jumped around from episode to episode, storyline to storyline. So storylines would take place in this period of time, and then they would go back in time a little bit. So you kind of needed that little briefing at the beginning. They don't really have this or have that in Bad Batch yet.
Yeah. Bad Batch is one continuous linear story. Whereas the Clone Wars, there was so much going on during the Clone Wars, and you had, you know, I mean, a lot of it was focused on Kenobi and Skywalker, obviously. But every once in a while, you'd have, like, Mace Windu or Kit Fisto or even Ahsoka going out on her own. Or they focus on Padme or something. So there was a lot going on during the Clone Wars that, you know, you would kind of need that backstory as to why, you know, we have this particular episode.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't be mad if they added it in. Then again, I wouldn't be mad if they just didn't put it in. You know, it's, I'm on the fence about it. I don't. It doesn't really bug me that they don't have it.
Right. It's just, to me, because it is an extension of the Clone Wars, to me, there feels like there's something missing about it.
Yes.
So. All right. Austin wanted to jump in real quick, so we're going to bring him in. Are you there?
Hello. Hey, I wanted to do the next topic because I feel like I'm the only one that did this. I feel like you guys are failing as nerds and as geeks.
Okay, how so?
Have you guys watched the new episode of Loki?
It literally dropped last night at midnight, and I was asleep, and then I had to work all day.
No, I know.
No excuse. Work is secondary to Loki.
While I agree, work actually, you know, keeps the roof over our head, keeps the, you know.
I've heard that excuse for 10 years, What is your new excuse for not watching Loki?
I'm not interested.
What?
Oh, you
what?
Fuckwit.
Honestly, out of the three shows that they have released, the WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, and Loki interests me the least.
Well, I mean, so far it's better than Falcon and Winter Soldier.
That might be a fantastic show, but I honestly kind of think, I don't know, they might just be, I don't know. I think Loki should have stopped in Infinity War when he got killed in Infinity War. But then again, watching the show, it's probably going to be really good. I just don't have a strong, like, oh my god, I got to tune in every single week for this show. It's like, I'll let them build up and then binge it, probably. Like I did there with the rest of them.
So I actually plan on watching it right after the show tonight. So I'll let you know how it is, Alex. I'm not going to give you any spoilers, obviously. I'll let you know, and then you can judge from there.
I'll let you know that it's pretty good.
That might be the case, but I don't know.
Dude, how can you be boring as a geek?
It just doesn't have a very strong appeal. I'll end up watching it, but I'm not going to drop everything and that be the only thing that matters for a half hour or however long it is.
Austin, did
yeah,
you watch
one,
it?
This one might also break the theory that I had, because this one might actually tie into the movies, so we'll see.
Cool.
Obviously,
well,
I can't spoil it that much. It's only been
yeah, you can't
episode.
Spoil it, but...
Yeah, because I haven't
even
watched the first
about?
Episode.
Don't spoil it. It's the fucking first episode. Loki,
did you personally enjoy it, though?
Yeah.
And a question for me, as somebody who actually didn't plan on watching it, like, did they use Benedict Cumberbatch?
Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah.
Yes.
They did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
You can't have Loki without Tom Hiddleston.
You said the same thing about Captain America, but they did not use him in the Captain America show.
What Captain America show?
Was there
talking
Captain
about
Rock?
Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
The names of the people?
Because it was a new Captain America. That's right along with the comic book storyline.
Sam.
Yeah, no,
there's another one. There's
it's
another Loki
Falcon
in the comic.
Winter Soldier.
Well, I would be more inclined to watch this, though, knowing that it's Tom Hiddleston than, like, them bringing somebody in to play him.
Well, they didn't outsource. It was in the story.
Yeah, it's part of the storyline.
I'm just saying.
That's how he becomes whatever he was at the end. I don't remember his name. The U.S.
Captain
soldier
America.
Or something like that. No, I'm talking about Walker. He becomes something else.
I wasn't even talking about
U.S.
him.
Agent.
I'm talking about Loki, though. Like, I'm more inclined to watch this. I haven't even watched the other one yet, but I'm more inclined to want to watch this knowing it's Tom Hiddleston because I liked his character, Loki, than it being a show and them using another person to play his character.
Well, guess what? We're watching it after the show tonight.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
honestly,
cool.
It's because Loki was one of my favorite characters for, like, he's something you can pick apart. And this is going to reflect it, definitely.
Good. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Now I'm just waiting for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Are they doing a show?
No, there's supposed to be a movie released at the end of this year.
Yeah, they're supposed to release a movie, but, like, we still don't know what's going on with it because Sony keeps their mouths real closed.
So does Marvel.
You know, I mean, not really, though. Like, we always kind of know what's going on. They just have different story elements that make it different. But, like, Sony, this movie was already supposed to release, like, it was already supposed to release way before now, and it's been pushed back twice, and yet in that time, they still haven't released any information.
Well, I mean, that's good, though.
Sort of. It makes it like they still haven't even confirmed who's on the cast list.
Yeah, that movie's kind of irritating me. The Spider-Man one.
Yeah.
Because, like, people will, they'll get half-baked information, and they see Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield's name, and they're like, oh, he's going to be in the movie. nowhere has it ever been confirmed that either of those two guys are going to be in the movie. Or if they're even people, this is the common theory amongst people, is that since Doctor Strange, I think Benedict Cumberbatch is confirmed on the cast list, he's going to be in it. And he's going to do some time warping, or not time warping, universe warping stuff, and it's going to bring in all these Spider-Man, and it's going to be a live-action Spider-Verse. I don't think that it's going to quite be like that. I think people are going to be very disappointed, because oftentimes people, especially Marvel fans and Star Wars fans, they get their hopes up, and then when they, what's that called? When you have very high expectations, and then somebody disappointment. They're going to be very disappointed.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things where it's called overhype, and it's where you hype up something too much.
For 10 years.
Yeah, you hype up something too much, which, you know, is this whole, like, it was supposed to get released somewhere last year, and it's been pushed back twice, and so you have this nearly a whole year of pushback, and now you have to deal with that. With people speculating so much out of it that now they're going to be disappointed no matter what the movie is.
Yeah. I don't know. I also don't think they should release... They haven't released a trailer for it yet. I don't think they should, or at least they shouldn't release, like, a full trailer. They should only release a teaser, and that's it. Because Marvel, for some reason, is notorious for spoiling shit in teasers, or in trailers, and it's kind of frustrating. Not major spoilers, but spoilers that were like, oh, that would have been cool if they would have just left that out of the trailer.
Yeah, they always do it on, like, their second trailer. You should always only watch the first trailer.
Or just not watch the trailers. Because they always end up spoiling something. I kind of hope,
like,
they don't have a trailer for it.
Because the first and second release trailers were always used to be, like, the DVD trailer and then the Blu-ray trailer. Or the theater trailer and then the Blu-ray trailer. Now it's kind of adapted to just be multiple trailers in a year.
Yeah, they released 400 million trailers, and if you just watch the trailers, there's the movie.
Yeah, but especially like...
They did that with Endgame a lot, and it was so irritating.
Especially people that haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
They released a Blu-ray trailer, or like their post-trailer or whatever, after the movie was in theaters by like a couple days.
So... I looked up No Way Home on IMDb, which you can't say that it's 100%, but it's pretty much 99%. And so the cast list for No Way Home includes Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange, J.K. Simmons reprises his role as J. Jonah Jameson, but we also have Jamie Foxx as Electro, from the Andrew Garfield series, The Amazing Spider-Man. And we have Alfred Molina, who played Dr. Octopus from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
And these have been confirmed for a while, but everybody's up in arms about the Spider-Men.
Right. I mean, those aren't on here, obviously. Just Tom Holland. So there's got to be some type of multiverse thing going on. Whether we see the two other Spider-Men or not is still yet to be seen. They may.
I don't think they can. Because Doc Ock and Electro both died in their respective movies. Are they going to do, like, because that'll mess up both timelines for Tobey Maguire Spider-Man and Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. If Doctor Strange that just messes up the timeline.
I think the benefit for that is that those movies don't exactly exist in a timeline we have to care about.
They don't, but when you go back and watch the Sam Raimi series, 1, 2, and 3, fantastic trilogy. Like, it's just amazing. And then when you watch it, after this movie comes out, it's going to be in the back of your head like, man, none of this actually happened. This isn't real. Like, this Spider-Man means nothing now. Like, you're rewriting history, basically.
It really depends on how they do it as well, especially with, like, what has been confirmed about Loki and Multiverse of Madness and all these other things, they're really being careful about what they're doing.
I think the Multiverse of Madness is just like a cartoon series. It's not actual MCU timeline stuff.
The Multiverse of Madness is the new Doctor Strange.
I was thinking of the What If series. That's my fault.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
no, I think that they're both going to hit some timeline shit, and I think they're trying to be very careful.
One thing that they can do is
leave it alone.
Well,
not bother it.
But with like Alfred Molina, with Otto Octavius, you know, Dr. Octopus in the Tobey Maguire series, is that we see the way we see him die is that he goes down with his lab essentially, and you know he drowns in the bay and stuff, but we don't actually physically see him die. So one thing that they can do is just have him, like, disappear from that area right before, you know, right as he's going underwater, and then he just kind of gets whisked away. And I don't remember how Electro died in...
He fucking explodes.
Yeah, he explodes. He gets, like, electrocuted.
Okay.
His powers get, like, over 9,000, and he just...
Okay. They
That's
could,
easy to forget.
Yeah. They could retcon some of that a little bit.
Which
you
is
know,
fine,
maybe.
That movie sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, those movies were shit. I don't really care.
I'm more worried about the Sam Raimi trilogy than I am about Andrew Garfield's, to be honest. But
I'm also more worried about, like, if confirmed them. Andrew Garfield went out on bad news with Sony.
Yeah, he's on bad. He's not on the best terms with Sony. Then he did an interview recently. I know he could be lying, but he said Andrew Garfield himself has said that he has not got a call from anybody. Now, he could be lying.
I think,
but,
well, the same thing is with Tom Hall, or,
Tobey
Maguire, is that he has not directly confirmed, but people have confirmed for him that, like, just nothing has been talked about. Now, that can't be said for the guy himself, but... It's looking like a no.
So they could just be bringing back the villains from those to different multiverse eras.
Exactly. And it could also just be like the people read into things too much. It could be like how Tony Stark was confirmed for Spider-Man 2 because his hologram was in it. And then Captain America was confirmed for Falcon and Winter Soldier because his picture was in it and all that.
And that's a possibility. That's actually a really good possibility that we may see glimpses of, you know, Andrew Garfield fighting Electro and Tobey Maguire fighting Dr. Octopus.
Or maybe they're reshooting those scenes with Tom Holland instead.
That's also a possibility.
Like, oh, here you have taken these other routes, and this is what it's led to, and, like, he is fighting Dr. Octopus or Electro.
I mean, it's a possibility, because, I mean, there's no information on No Way Home on IMDb except for a continuation of Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, and also, like, all these people are saying that they're reaching out to the other people. But you're talking about two people that look like villains. You know what they look like, and they're iconic for that. Whereas, you know, people are saying that the love interest might be confirmed, but, you know, there's multiple different ones, and we already have MJ. Like, it really only makes sense for Tom Holland to just take over their roles, because, I mean, if we're not actually going full multiverse with this movie, then there doesn't need to be, like, the madness with it.
I agree. Because
that would also kind of be casting madness at its finest.
Right. And it would be almost a direct rip off of the new DC movie that they're making with
Did you see the director of, this is totally off topic, but the director of the Flash movie posted a picture on Instagram with Michael Keaton's suit, like a really close up on the suit and the emblem with blood on it?
Yeah, I did see that, actually.
It, like, resembled the, it was, like, a pin from the comics that had blood on it. Oh, man. I'm really excited for that movie.
To be fair, though, they wouldn't be ripping off Flashpoint, because Marvel's been doing this for a while.
It wouldn't be, well, I mean, the multiverse is kind of like a both, like, DC and Marvel have both done it, but I don't think anybody would be ripping off anybody. It's kind of a universal theory type of thing. They just put superheroes with it. There's not enough information from either movie to rip anybody off. So if they happen to be identical, that's going to be kind of hard to rip off because both sets are, like, on lockdown. Like, nobody's getting in with, like, information or nothing. So, I don't know. To say that one would rip off the other is kind of is highly unlikely. Because if they won't let the public see, why would they let some random guy or whatever, whistleblower, whatever you want to call it, you know, say, like, hey, that Flashpoint movie is awfully close to our movie that we're making. It's like, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a low blow for either company.
I said Marvel's better. That's my whole argument. Case in point, I have nowhere to say.
Marvel has better movies because they're backed by Disney.
They're kind of getting better at those, movies. Though, to be honest.
Hmm?
Whenever it comes to like live-action shows, they're kind of doing better right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look who they're backed by. I don't think Marvel would be doing as good if they weren't bought out by Disney.
True, but that doesn't mean that they're not doing good.
No, that's not. Yeah, I'm not saying that they're not doing good, but I'm saying the reason they're doing good is skillful hiring and a lot of money.
Yeah,
Warner Bros. Just doesn't have.
I wouldn't say it's like a crutch or anything. I feel like everything
they
did was a crutch.
Look at the movies before Disney.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's like it was very smart.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't think
I can't complain.
I don't think Warner Brothers could afford Jon Favreau, so.
It's not even Jon Favreau. Kevin Feige did all the hiring. He hired everybody for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's other Jon Favreaus out there besides Jon Favreau. It's just, they're hard to find.
Multiverse.
I mean, Jon Favreau, our Jon Favreau might just be the only, like, good Jon Favreau. You never know. There's unlimited possibilities.
All the other Jon Favreaus ever are shit. We're the one possibility.
All the other unlimited Jon Favreaus suck.
In one universe, there's a Jon Favreau that works for DC, and Disney bought out DC instead of Marvel, and DC is doing way better than Marvel did, and DC is on the top of the list.
That's probably why they didn't get bought out, is because DC was doing decent back before the dark times, but...
The dark times?
Yeah.
Well, Warner Brothers has held DC for so long, they're not going to give up. Yeah, they're not going to give up one of their biggest cash cows.
But the thing is, in terms of how much DC content they have made, I would argue that some of the only bad DC content that has come out from Warner Bros. Has been the live-action movies. And even some of those, they're not terrible. They're just not on the level of, you know, Monopoly that Disney is. But
right.
You know,
no,
I
agree with that.
I think people just hold things to too high of a standard when it comes to certain
things.
Yeah,
but Warner Bros. Made Time Warner, and so I hate them.
I don't know what that means.
They made
Time Warner. Time Warner is the company that owns Warner Bros.
Yeah.
They also own CNN, TBS.
They also make shit cable.
Oh, I was like, what did they do? I was so confused. I was like, why are we in Time Warner all of a sudden? I thought they were on the CW. CW is a totally different mess. they might, honestly.
Let's see.
I'm pretty sure every single broadcasting channel is owned by someone by this point.
Let's find out.
I think it's all owned by the U.S. government, and we're just their guinea pigs to see if these movies
all
will be
owned
okay.
by the Illuminati.
Okay, it's actually owned by it's a joint venture between CBS.
Okay, who owns
CBS? And Time Warner.
Okay.
Yeah, CBS
parent,
and Time Warner.
Parent organizations of the CW, the very first one that's listed, Warner Brothers Pictures.
Yeah. And then
CBS Corporation, Warner Media, Viacom CBS, and WB Communications. So it's CW is owned by Warner Brothers, or else they wouldn't be able to...
Warner Bros. And Discovery just did a merger recently, like in the last week.
Did they?
Yeah, Warner Bros. And Discovery merged companies.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Huh.
Did you also hear that?
Warner Bros. Discovery now?
Hey, do you want to know a fun fact?
Sure.
You realize that it's called the CW because it takes the C from CBS and the W from Warner Media?
Hmm.
Huh. That's cool.
You want to know another fun fact? In 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico.
Hi, I'm Austin, and I'm presenting our Geico commercial tonight. have you ever wanted car insurance?
I have car insurance. With Geico, actually.
Hi, I'm a gecko. Would you like to buy insurance for me? It'll only take 15 minutes to save 15%.
Or more. Hi, I'm Geico.
Hi, I'm a CGI lizard. Would you like to buy car insurance off of me?
No. Geico's a dragon, okay?
What are dragons?
Reptiles.
Hi.
What are lizards?
At some point, I got recasted as an Australian, and now I'm going to spend 15% or more on car insurance.
I thought he was always Australian.
Was he?
Yeah, I think the gecko was always Australian.
I don't feel like he was.
I don't think he was. I think at some point he was American. And
in
then
my head,
had...
he wasn't always Australian.
With a great low rate you can get online, go to the general and save some time.
Okay. So, a little disclaimer here. None of these companies actually sponsor us. We're literally just making fun of them.
Use the
it's
name of your price.
They're not
going to
be like, oh yeah, we don't sponsor those people. They should stop talking about it.
Yeah. Okay, so there is a topic that I did want to bring up, and
Liberty Mutual Insurance.
No, definitely not.
That's my favorite.
But you are in good hands with Allstate.
Nationwide is on your side.
Okay, now I think...
You're in good hands.
McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Burger King, home of the Whopper. Okay, so there is...
Arby's.
We have
Arby's. We said the same thing.
Can we get back to the actual show now?
Of course.
Okay.
Right after
this ad break.
Subway, eat fresh.
You have a mouth burn.
We can take a break from one of our real sponsors.
We have sponsors. Report.
Here.
Behind the screen. We'll be right back.
Witty Curiosity Media. Changing the world you listen to.
Welcome back to Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Brought to you by Subway.
I was so on edge. I didn't know if I actually needed to take us to break or not.
See, you fucked him up too.
Okay, so there's a topic I want to bring up. Because it can be a controversial topic, especially among cinephiles with a PH. And those that, you know, just want to enjoy movies and TV shows for the content and not the exploitation value of what they can bring. So one of the topics that I wanted to bring up, and one of the issues that I have with modern cinema is the, I don't know if I want to say exploitation, but the, what's the word I'm looking for? The
I think exploitation is the word you're looking for.
Maybe. I'm trying to find the word I'm looking for. It does not really work in brain not working. I'm still too sober. The kind of like in your face attitude of some movies and TV shows where they feel like they really have to portray groups that haven't had a whole lot of focus on them lately. And we discussed this, the first one that I wanted to bring up, we discussed on Sunday's show, Movie of the Week, was the really kind of push that Marvel did on Endgame for the all-female group that was there. And it was kind of like in your face of, hey, this is all females and we got this. Is it necessary in today's cinema, both big screen and little screen, to really focus on?
So are you, to help you out a little bit, to make it a little bit less confusing, is it necessary to do race bending, gender bending, any bending of the sort? And is it necessary to swap out certain characters for other characters because of other attributes that they have?
Right. That's actually a better way to say it. Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, it's a better way to pose it, I guess, yeah.
So, and that's the question I wanted to bring up, and I really wanted to bring it up. And I'm glad we have such an eclectic group here today, because we have, four different people, both from two different generations. Two of us grew up with this paradigm shift in cinema, and, the two of you kind of grew up with it as a norm.
Okay.
And I wanted to kind of get, your opinions. Is it necessary to focus and put a whole lot of focus on these groups and kind of single them out in cinema? Or do we just need to kind of just make it a norm?
To put it simply, yes and no. The situation and what the movie needs is what it needs. I don't think it needs unnecessary, swapping. Like, if somebody has the talent that you are looking for, cast them. I don't think a race or a gender or anything of the sort matters. I think if you are making a movie, you cast who you want to cast. Because that's your movie. But with, corporate style, like Disney and Warner Bros. And Netflix and stuff like that, I feel like they do tend to kind of cast, not forcefully cast, they cast over other people because of race, gender, and whatever.
Okay.
I think Netflix is a example. Like, they make jokes about it all the time. Like, have you seen, like, the Powerpuff Girls meme template? It's like, we add this, you add this, and you get this. It's like a Netflix movie. You add money, good set design, and then unnecessary gay characters or unnecessary this characters. And sometimes it's not necessary. I feel like it depends on the situation. Like, historical movies, like, if you're making, like, a fictional historical movie, like Braveheart or Patriot or some type of historical movie, I think it matters on how you cast. I don't think you can really, like, switch a person out because that's not the truth. But in the case of, like, superheroes, sure, whatever, go for it. There's a multiverse. I honestly don't care. But if you're doing it for the sole purpose to cast them because of their race or gender, then I think that's kind of messed up and you're kind of exploiting a group for who they are. But if you're doing it because you genuinely believe that they are the right actor for that job, go for it. 100%. Why not? I don't see a problem with it. If you're doing it to exploit their race, gender, sexuality, whatever, then that's kind of fucked. That's just
absolutely
a money grab. To, like, well, we put a black person in this, or we put a Hispanic person in this. Come watch our movie. It's like, you cast them because they were a different gender, or you cast them because you actually liked their acting skill and they were the right person for the job.
I mean, we see that in a lot of things, but I feel like, at least in Marvel and Disney movies, they've done well as far as casting diversely in appropriate positions.
I think Marvel
does
pretty well.
Yeah, like, here's the thing, though. My problem is actually the people watching and the outside people watching that have a bigger issue with it. Like, when we did Black Panther, perfect actor, perfect character. It was a really great movie.
That's the thing. You can't really race Ben Captain – or not Captain America. That was going to be another – thing. You can't really race Ben Black Panther because he's from Africa. No, I meant, like, you can't cast a white actor for Black Panther.
Right.
Because Black Panther is from Africa and he is that's who he is.
Right.
Like, that's his culture. That there's so much history behind Black Panther. But, like, Captain America, of course you can race Ben him. Like, there's so much. We have a very diverse group of people in America, and to represent America in that way, I feel like is a good thing. But in the comics, if Captain America was a white guy, then, I mean, yeah, go for it. I mean, he was a white guy, Captain, the white guy.
But then they changed up at the end of Endgame.
Okay,
yeah.
So I have two.
That happened in the comics, though. Like, Sam did become Captain America afterwards.
Which is good, but
yeah.
Was Sam Black in the comics?
Yeah, he was Falcon. He was Sam. He was a black character in the comics.
Yeah, Falcon is a black
character. So it's still, I mean, regardless of the time period, it still works into what should be beneficial in society, but also works in the story.
Okay. So I have two specific examples that I wanted to use. One that I was absolutely appalled by, not because of the race, but because of the reason, and one that I was actually not affected by. The first one was, and Allison, I don't know if any of you remember, but a few years back, there was rumors that they were going to cast a black actor as Superman and make it...
I think they're still doing that.
Okay.
So there's still talks about that.
So they're doing it strictly for race inclusion, not because of any type of comic book or, you know, DC storyline. They're doing it strictly to get away from the perception of the white male. Now,
yeah, but if you think if you think about it, right? If you think about every single character that we've cast so far as a movie, as a comic book superhero, and you think about all of them, 98% of them are white. And
yeah.
If you look at the comics, almost all of them are white that people reference now. It's one of those things where there was a time whenever we weren't inclusive, and so now trying to make things that people are going to enjoy you have to change things for it to be inclusive. You have to, every single sort of media, including the news, laws, and everything, have to change for everything to change. It can't just be, well, this law changed, but we're also still going to make every single superhero in our story white.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. But, like, in situations with, like, I don't know. I think it's a little bit different with superheroes. Because you're right, they weren't inclusive back in the day. But that kind of bled into now, in, like, the 90s and stuff. I feel like that's when people started including more black, or not black, but like more inclusive groups into the mix. But when they do it for the sole purpose to make money off of that group, I think it's messed up. You can include them. I'm not saying
we haven't mentioned money at all. We've just mentioned inclusion, and I don't think inclusion is a bad thing.
Right,
no,
but
that's what I was about to say. I don't think inclusion is a bad thing. But
right,
making money for the doing inclusion for the sole purpose of making money, I think is a bad thing. But I don't
right.
No, I don't think inclusion's bad.
So I have to kind of correct you a little bit, Alex. Diversified superheroes goes back to the 60s and 70s with like Black Panther and Miles Morales and a lot of other Luke Cage. A lot of these other characters where Marvel was one of the first to actually step up and include people of color in their comic books, not just as like standoffs in the crowd, but as superheroes as well. And it wasn't just to be inclusive, it was to show that, you know, everybody of any color and any race and any creed and any national origin or whatever can be that superhero. It was to give everybody somebody to look up to. But
yeah.
My thing is changing Superman from the traditional Superman to a black actor is just pure exploitation. Because
I think in the right, so like if they made Man of Steel but took Henry Cavill out and put somebody else in, I would agree. But I don't necessarily think. Because in the comics, multiverse, whatever, there have been different ethnicities or whatever of every superhero. Bringing in a black Superman, I don't think would be a bad thing, but it just goes back to the...
I don't know if we even need to justify it with... I don't think we need to justify it with a multiverse. I think just wanting to bring in a more diverse actor isn't a bad thing.
Well, the thing is you can't do the reverse, though.
It's just this. There's almost no opportunity to do it because there's almost no opportunity.
I mean, you can't.
Well,
you can't
thing.
Make.
I think it's a little bit different because
you can't make Black Panther a white guy.
I mean, we have
White
Wolf.
That's Bucky. That's different. That's the Winter Soldier. But you can't make Black Panther a white guy and have him from South Africa. You literally can't do that. So if you can't do that from one, why should you be able to do it for the other?
Well, because that's a little bit different. We're We're talking about two separate different things. Superman is an alien from Krypton, totally different planet. We don't know who they look like there. We don't know what they look like there. We don't know anything about Krypton or how diverse Krypton is. But Black Panther is from Wakanda in Africa, in the northern, not really northern, but north central part of Africa.
Well,
where
you're also talking about, you're comparing like comic book to movie adaptation, but also if we're talking about the real world, we're talking about a real world where these people, these companies have never always been inclusive, or they've been shitty in the ways that they include other ethnicities, and so it is a different thing. When for a white person to play a black person compared to a black person to play a white person, because it's a completely different beast.
Okay, but if we are trying, and this is one of the issues I have with this whole thing regarding race. And again, you know, this is strictly my opinion, is that you can't have one, you can't have it one way and not the other and still call it equal. You can't say, oh, it's okay to have a black Superman, but it's not okay to have a white Black Panther.
I would
because then it becomes unequal.
I
don't
feel like it's not one of those, it's one of those things where 300 years of uninclusion is the equality of just trying to make a fake person black, a fictional character black.
So
I feel like that's the bare minimum. I feel like that shouldn't even, this shouldn't
even
be an argument.
I see where both sides are coming from. I think going back to what you said, Dad, making Superman black, I don't think that's a fair argument to make. Like, at all. Like, the making it fair, like, making Superman black, but we can't make Black Panther white. That's not a fair argument. Because there's hundreds of millions, not really millions, but thousands of other superheroes that are white. Like, Batman, he's white. Like, Spider-Man's white. Like, making Superman black, I don't think is, or saying that making him black is unfair, I think that's totally fair, because there's other superheroes in the thousands of comics that are white. I think, like what Austin said, 98% or more of superheroes are white compared to the 2%. I don't really see how that's fair. And I don't think the Black Panther argument's very fair either, because that is his culture. You can't switch that. Like, that is who he is. Superman's power and his drive and his passion doesn't come from him being white. It comes from him being a super being. Like, Black Panther, he fights for Wakanda. Like, that is what he fights for. That's what he protects. Superman protects the world. He protects everybody. Why shouldn't he be able to resemble everybody? If you said something like, I don't know. That's the thing.
Okay,
I can't really think of a white superhero that you can switch to black. There's not really a white Black Panther for white people.
Right. Okay, so
white people
be...
are, it's so diverse from wherever white people are. Like Europe, like, it's diverse in Europe. You know, it's just a cultural type of thing. It's not really like, oh, that's his race. It's his skin color. It's more than just his skin color. It's what he represents.
Okay. So would you be okay with Luke Cage being white?
Well, he's the exact same way. He represents the black poor community. That's his entire storyline.
He represents
the white poor community.
Yeah, so they can make a character that better represents that.
So what you're saying is that you're okay with making a white superhero, regardless of who it is, making a white superhero black, but not a black superhero white.
No, you could have like a black, you could have a, like a black Batman. I don't give a shit, but it depends more on the story.
Yeah, it comes from where what they're fighting for comes from. You can't have a white person fighting for the black community in Harlem, New York. That doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Now, making Superman black or making Batman black, that works because their drive and their passion comes from something else. Everybody can experience losing parents and wanting to save their city. That's an everything type of thing. But white people aren't necessarily jumping to the gun to save the less fortunate in Harlem, New York, you know? Like, that's
And then also,
something...
the only examples you've given so far are black superheroes that represent a very strong black culture, because that's all the superheroes for those communities. They don't have some separate superhero that just defines them as being a superhero that can help anybody.
Okay.
There's
about
a divide
Cyborg?
Shift.
What about Cyborg?
Yeah, Cyborg's a bit different. There is a white Cyborg. There's a white Cyborg in the comics. There's a difference there.
Yeah, Cyborg represents something else. He was... Cyborg you could change out. You might get some backlash for it, but you can change out Cyborg if you wanted to, because Cyborg is somebody that was a D1 athlete that got into an accident. You know, accidents happen to everybody. You know, I mean, that can be represented by anybody, you know? But, like, Luke Cage and Black Panther and Falcon, those guys represent something that white people or any other group of people just can't represent for black people. You know what I mean? It all goes back to just more than just a skin color. It's who they're fighting for and what they represent and their experiences, their life experiences. Like, you can take Luke Skywalker, you can make him a different race or gender any day of the week, because he represents more than just a culture. Luke Skywalker is just some guy from Tatooine. Like, you can make him anything.
You could do the same thing with Mace Windu.
Yeah, Mace Windu doesn't... I think he does. He doesn't, actually. Yeah, you could do that with Mace Windu. Mace Windu doesn't really have too strong of a backstory, but he does come from a planet that's kind of... Not kind of, but it's pretty diverse. So you can really do whatever. Star Wars, you can change out, swap out, do anything with anybody, as long as they're not, like, an alien. Like, Ahsoka, you can't really change her out with a different alien race, because that's who she is. She is... it's irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, it's like fictional stuff, especially, is like a line where it's like there's no way to draw it nor cross it, because you're just it's its own completely different thing. Where it's like, yes, you could have a different voice actor for it, but like,
yeah.
He's an
alien. So let me put this to you then. Okay, could you have a white Falcon?
Possibly,
no.
But I'm pretty sure they kind of already have that, don't they? He already has that?
Actually, Marvel has that. It's literally Falcon's predecessor. He was in the show. Falcon, I don't know. Probably. I feel like you could do it. It's just the same thing with Cyborg. You could do it with Falcon, but I don't
know. You couldn't do it. No, let me put it this way. You could do it with the comic book Falcon to a new adaptation, live action. You could not do it with the Falcon that they've already made, because of the ties that they made during the show.
Yeah. If you were to, like, reboot the MCU and you made Falcon white, yeah, you could do that. But you can't just take Anthony Mackie out and put somebody else in just because.
Well, no, not Anthony Mackie, because Anthony Mackie is such a prolific actor, and he...
It's also what they did during Falcon and Winter Soldier. His the entire point of the show was to represent black communities. And if you switch that out for a white guy, that's not going to work. There's a whole reason.
Right. Yeah, if they did the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show, but with a white Falcon, you couldn't do that because it just wouldn't fit.
So I'm hearing a lot of, yes, you can, white to black, but no, you can't, black to white.
Well,
because that's all you're
given
as examples. I don't
there's not
understand.
That many black superheroes. You can't...
I'm looking at a whole long list of them right here.
Okay,
that,
Blade...
Yeah, but
Blade,
imagine that
yes,
the fucking dictionary of white people.
Yeah, like there's just a plethora more. That in some cases with the white superheroes... The white superheroes don't represent anything to a white person. That's just literally their skin color. Like, white people don't really have anything that really represents them as a culture.
Especially
if you're,
Americans,
unless you're European.
Because Americans don't have this old culture. We're just a melting pot.
We're literally just a bunch of rebels from some other angry white people. It's, you know, we don't really have a culture that is deep-seated into the history of the world. And there's not really a superhero that represents that. Like, Blade for an example. The vampire, you could swap him out for a white guy. That's literally just a vampire that I know of. I don't know his complete backstory. Stewart.
Yeah, that one can go, you know.
What's his name? Yeah, John, Martian Manhunter. No, I'm talking about Martian Manhunter.
Oh, Martian Manhunter.
When he's in his human form, he's depicted as an African-American male. But he's literally an alien, and he could shapeshift into whatever he wants. But, yeah, John Stewart, Black Green Lantern.
Before.
Yeah. The Black Green Lantern, he's literally been white before. That's how Jordan and Guy Gardner. It's like, with that,
right.
Characters out.
That's a different... Green Lantern is a whole different entity because the ring actually picks the one that is...
Yeah, but somebody had to draw him, which means somebody was like, yes, I want this to be a white person, or yes, I want this to be a black person. It shouldn't be any different with how we see media today.
Okay.
If you take Spider-Man...
Right.
That's
a whole different thing because I'll be honest, Miles Morales is kind of a badass Spider-Man, and I kind of like Miles Morales.
Morales be any more badass if he was white? Or is it because – is Miles Morales badass because he's a half black, half Hispanic superhero, or is he awesome because his character and his character arc is awesome? That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't think Miles Morales is different because he's cool. That's not just because he's a cool black person doesn't mean he's a better comic character.
Yeah, it's you can't touch his black
character.
Miles Morales.
We were listing off all of these different changes from one ethnicity to another, and why is he an exception because he's cool?
Well, I didn't say he was an exception. I just voiced my opinion on him.
You did. He's different because he's cool.
He's kind of cool.
Well, because he is, I mean, you do have the two different Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
What if you
strictly swapped Peter Parker out? White Peter Parker for a black Peter Parker.
I think
you could do that. Because Peter Parker's from New York. New York's very diverse. Literally anybody could have walked into that lab and got bitten by that spider. That's something that can be changed.
Can we switch Peter Parker out for Miles Morales?
No, Miles Morales represents more than just walking into a lab and getting bit by a spider. He represents the Hispanic community in his area of New York, and he represents the black community in his area of New York.
I think there's a problem that he's also
a different Earth Spider-Man.
I don't know. I don't even know if we can explain this problem to you, but the problem is that white people do not have white culture.
most black superheroes that already exist represent a culture. That's why they cannot
That's
be switched
true.
Out.
That's true, because we don't, and it's not because they don't have it, it's because they've not been allowed to express it. I do
I think
agree
you're
with that.
European kind of, European, like French
who,
and German superheroes.
Who isn't allowed to express their culture?
White people. I do believe that when we look at cultural differences, and especially characters, and we've seen it over the last decade, so most European whites, you know, we don't see a lot of pride and cultural education on their culture. It's just not there. We don't talk about it. It's not on social media. It's not there. So then when you look at Hispanic and African-Americans, there's very much a big push on, like, cultural education. We don't see a push on cultural education for white Americans or
you
white
do
people.
Every day.
Well, that's because our entire book is written on it.
Right. I'm not defending or saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying either way. What I'm
right.
saying is what you said is there's not
the problem that I have is that and I'm just gonna say this briefly. We do have only about 20 minutes left. I want to get to my other
right.
session. But the problem that I have is that all these other cultures are allowed to express their cultural differences and allowed to express their culture, and we literally have a month dedicated to every single other culture,
yes,
other than European culture.
Right, and
your European culture that you've wanted to express so far is that your fake grandfather fell out of a guard tower.
Well,
you don't ever want to express it. You don't ever.
Well,
that's
true.
It.
From what I know of,
it's not true for you necessarily. It's true for white people in general. There's not a huge push in their culture. It could be Netherlands, it could be Switzerland, it could be German, it could be European. There's not a huge push for it. So we do see that in these characters when they come out, when it's, say, Black Panther or Miles Morales.
So
it's a big deal for them to have
is for
their
so
moment.
Like washed out. Like we could like take me and Dad for an example. We're so many different parts of Europe. It's not even funny. That's how
yes.
white we are. How am I supposed to represent myself with just one of those whenever I'm all of those? And there's not really a culture that I attach to. There's not – the culture that I attach to is American. I am American. That's what I am.
Right.
That's what America is we're just a bunch of different European countries.
And
but over in Europe, you go to Germany, it's like, oh, we're all German over here. We love Germany. Or France,
right,
they're the same way.
If you did a DNA test, you would see what your, like,
right.
multicultural tablet is. And
then
I would do more research on that culture.
I don't
want to do a DNA test on a comic book character.
No, I'm not doing that.
But when I, so, okay, first off, the whole grandfather falling out of the tower, that's literally just a joke.
Well,
but
I know,
there,
but it's like, it's not like you've ever been like, let's sit down and talk about our expressive history that we have going on.
Well, it's
that's fair.
It is
we don't
fair.
Really have
it,
one.
But I mean, we do actually have a very deep, rich cultural heritage, and
you do.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
when I say we, I mean I'm including Alex.
Thank you.
Simply because he is genetically mine.
That's where I was going.
Right. I don't know a lot about Austin's cultural heritage, but I do know a lot about my cultural heritage, and I have passed some of that on to Alex, and there are little things that I do, especially at Christmas time, that I try to incorporate my cultural heritage in, such as the Christmas tower with the fan.
Right. What I was getting at is
that cultural or is that religion?
That's cultural because it's German, and
so,
part of my heritage is German.
Right. And what I was getting at is a lot of white people, regardless of where you're from, don't really push for it because it's fear.
And we don't know. half of it, 75% of us don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what where you're going with this.
There's a lot of mutt in there, and then you've got indigenous people who know what their culture is. You've got African Americans who know what their culture is. You've got Hawaiians who know what their culture is. And then there's a lot of dissidence and offensiveness because those people, like, I can't control the government. I don't get to dictate who makes a day out of or a month for certain cultures. God knows Native Americans don't have a whole month.
There is.
It's not a whole month.
It is.
It's not. We have Indigenous People Days, which is Christopher Columbus Day. I think that a lot of, it's so hard to put into words because I don't want to offend anybody, but I think a lot of
Native American month is literally November.
Yeah.
So there's a whole month dedicated to Native
American. And I think
it's
a lot of fear and trying to avoid offending people, and the fact that there's a lot of mixed culture when it comes to white European people, because it could be Scottish, Irish, German, Swedish, Finnish. Like, there's so much in there.
But when you look
I don't know what she's talking about, so I'm going to say what I want to say. And that is that I don't understand why this is always an uproar whenever it comes to white people. Because if we specify exactly what I am Irish. And whenever I think of Irish, I don't go, man, I really wish that this adaptation had an Irish person. But for some reason, whenever it comes to the topic of white people, it always becomes this very racy race issue for no reason, whenever at the end of the day, the movie either gets made or it doesn't, and then we can either enjoy it for its film quality or don't enjoy it at all. And even if you don't enjoy it because of the race for some reason, I mean, that's you, but it's not something that should be in an uproar for months before the movie even has production, much less being made.
Right, and that actually leads into the next topic that I wanted to. We've got 15 minutes, but I wanted to bring this up. In the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies, you have Tom Holland, the new ones. You have MJ and Flash, who are different races than what they have typically been. MJ,
Before, just so you know, the MJ in this is not the same MJ. That is, she actually has a completely different name whenever I forget what it is, but her acronyms are for a completely different name. She is the correct race that she is in the comic books.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then
they created
an
MJ.
I think her name is Michelle something. It's Michelle. But she's not Mary Jane.
Okay.
So they made a point of her. I'm sorry. They made a point of her telling her name though, and what her acronyms were.
Right.
To pull away from
Mary Jane. Okay. So then I'll leave out Mary Jane. But the typical, because this is still Flash Thompson.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
If I'm not.
He's very.
Wasn't white.
Okay, so, yeah, Flash Thompson has always been white with blonde hair.
Oh, okay.
And blue eyes.
Yeah.
He's been a jock douchebag football player, D1 athlete.
Been a typical white, rich, jock guy.
Okay.
And
they did not just change that in the movie. They changed, like, because he's kind of a pussy.
He was really weird.
He is.
He's not really the jock douchebag. He's more of a social media addicted douchebag.
Yeah. But they kept the fact that he hates Peter Parker and loves Spider-Man aspects of him. And the way that they reconfigured his personality, when I watched the movies and I saw Flash Thompson, I didn't even see.
I mean, I didn't know.
I didn't notice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I'm not a comic book reader. So really, when they introduced Flash, I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, they did it in the other Spider-Man movies as well.
All of them.
Spider-Man was the old Flash Thompson.
Right.
And that's what I was leading into with this whole discussion. I didn't mean it to go into this whole long race discussion. And I want to apologize to any of my viewers who got offended. Not really.
Literally, the only one that we could really, like, really be like, that's not okay would be Black Panther.
Right.
But there was still an uproar about it.
My takeaway from this whole discussion was, if you're going to do it because of the actor's qualities,
yeah,
I'm okay with it.
Absolutely.
If you're going to do it simply because of the race. Like what Fantastic Four did with Johnny Storm and making it Michael B. Jordan.
That was weird.
Simply because they wanted to include a black actor.
That
was weird. It doesn't work. And it's just exploitation.
Yeah, because he didn't work as the character. It's really about who makes the character.
I don't care what the race of a character is, as long as they portray the person to the point of where they need to be. I don't care if Superman is black, white, Asian, Mexican, whatever.
Yeah.
As long as they portray Superman as what Superman is supposed to be.
True, but if
you
had a
white,
no, I brought it up to have a discussion. I brought it up because they were using it as an exploitation device.
Yeah.
Speaking of Michael B. Jordan, I've seen him
fantastic
like, as Superman. It's pretty cool.
It sounds like just like on their end where we see it as an exploitation device. It's also one of those things where in our society, even if it has nothing to do with the money that could be from it or anything like that, when are we not going to see it as an exploitation device? Because we're always going to see it like that if we don't start not seeing it like that.
Well, except for, again, I got to go back. You know,
I
when
think
Black
I see
Panther
Black
first came out
and Falcon like that because they chose the actors, I mean, I think going back, it kind of has to be them, like a black person. But I think they chose the best actors that they could have chose for that role.
Yeah,
and
but
I
whenever it comes
out
to somebody that could be more broad in like Superman, if they're going to choose the best actor and it happens to be a black man, how are you not going to see it as an exploitation? Like, when is there a situation when it cannot be?
So the question,
when the movie
the question
is good.
So the question that I'm going to pose to everybody before, and I don't know, I'm cutting you off and I'm sorry. The question I'm going to pose is at what point are we going to be able to see these superheroes or stop seeing the superheroes fighting for race and start seeing these superheroes fighting for pure equality regardless of the race of the superhero?
I don't know
because at this point, I already don't see it as a fight for race. And I feel like if we just stop putting it in these black tinted glasses and start seeing them in, you know, rose tinted glasses and just see it as a better tomorrow for literally everybody else that's like, wow, okay, I actually get to see somebody associated with me on screen. Then I feel like at the end of the day, who's it actually going to hurt?
The thing is, and I'm going to correct you on that, is that you are seeing it as race because you have literally said that a white person can't fight for black rights and for the black people when if you look at the civil rights movements of the 60s, there were actually white people that stood before Martin Luther King when he gave his speech. There were white people there
when Malcolm X, but here's the problem with that, Dad.
Martin Luther King isn't white. A white person wasn't saying the I Have a Dream speech. It was a black person because that
is who represents them,
and that's who was truly fighting.
There's a difference
fighting.
Between fighting for them
beside him because it was like, yeah, we're not racist.
There's a difference between fighting for them and representing them. Black Panther is a person that represents that culture,
and not fighting for it. And you're right, but we need to get away from... I'm going to take a break. I'm going to let you go ahead.
But that's what I was getting at. No, literally, no other person in any culture could have played back Black Panther.
And
he was representing a whole-ass culture. My problem with it was we presented a hero who was super cool. Like, he was super cool. I have the whitest kids in America, I don't tell you. And I have a whole-ass white kid that's going through puberty who loved Black Panther. But I was scared to death for him to portray him or represent him during any kind of holiday because he's not black.
Right.
Like, he's not black.
And that's
not okay to me. He should still be able to idolize a character who is a superhero, regardless of his culture, regardless of his color.
Is the people that get upset about that stuff aren't usually the people that got to also be represented for that stuff. Because
but you're
wrong.
If you trick or treat at a house,
it's not. If you trick or treat at a house, and it's a,
it
you know, in a, in
because
a,
it is, it, it is the black community, and I'm not trying to stereotype, but it wouldn't, it would be the black community, the white community that would say, oh, this person can't handle this.
I don't agree.
I
don't think so. I think they've been told enough how much they can't have things.
We live in a white community, and I was more afraid of white people judging him for dressing up as a black character than the black community being like, oh, you like Black Panther. Cool. Because we don't have a lot of that here. Honestly, typically, he should dress as whatever he wants, but we live in a white community, and I was actually more afraid of them being like, why the fuck are you dressing like that?
And see, I was.
Yeah, 100%.
See, I wasn't.
I absolutely was, and maybe that's from how I was raised. Like, I would not, literally, would not personally go out dressed as Pocahontas, but at the same time, my 10-year-old was like, I don't want to be Pocahontas. I wouldn't have a problem with it, but yet white people would have a problem with it because white people tend to absorb other people's cultural problems before those people do. They do. They're offended before those cultures are.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I think a white person would get far more offended if
they yell out cultural
if they dressed up as Black Panther. I think a white person would be far more offended. It's like they would. It's almost like they're trying to fight.
It's almost like they're trying to fight for them and not represent them.
Yeah.
Right, so they're fighting a fight that doesn't belong to them before the fight even happens. And that's not fair because, as I learned as a child, not mimicry, but Dan, what is the greatest flattery?
Imitation.
Imitation is the greatest flattery. So,
is he not even listening to this? The guy that disagrees with the free?
He took a break for a second. But here's my thing. So if my child wants to imitate a hero that he thinks is the coolest person in the world, but that hero is in the culture, he should have the opportunity to do that. White people should not be able to step in and be like, well, I'm offended for them. Nah, it's not okay. Because he's literally a superhero.
You can show support without trying to take away from that culture.
Absolutely. Because somebody else imitating it doesn't mean that they're taking away from it. It means literally like, wow, I think your hero is super cool.
I think
that's exactly why
Black Panther can't be white.
Yeah.
But then if you look at it on the opposite side, that is exactly why a person of a different community or culture, that person wants to be, you know, Superman or Captain America or any of these things because they want to take on that role that everybody idolizes. But now this other group also gets to be like, wow, I could also dream of that. I could also be that.
I think so, yeah.
Nationwide is on your side.
Well, I just don't think it's okay for anybody to take away from that. You should be able to idolize and think of somebody as a hero no matter what your color is, no matter what their color is.
Okay, so let me go to this question then, and this will be the final question because
we've got
4 minutes.
Yeah.
Which do you think would be worse? A child.
Are you about to make this? Hang on. Are you about to make this an ultimatum?
No.
No. So, which would be worse? Two children.
Mm-hmm.
Black child dressed as Superman. Mm-hmm. Black child dressed as Black Panther. Okay.
Worse?
Hold on. Listen. Okay, you have these two children.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a bad joke.
No, it's not a bad joke.
Go quick.
They walk through a white neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think anybody would say anything?
I don't give a shit. I don't think they would, though.
Okay.
I don't think
no,
they would have
I don't think
so. I don't
okay,
think
now,
they're brave enough to say anything.
Okay, now, if they were to walk through a black neighborhood,
I don't, I
no.
actually, to be
no,
honest, and from somebody who has lived in black neighborhoods, I don't think either culture would say anything about a black Superman.
But no. they would about a white Black Panther.
Absolutely.
That,
which culture?
That's,
yeah,
the white.
White
culture. I think you're wrong.
No,
I think you're hella
okay.
wrong.
Okay.
I don't know
we
about
have,
all that. All right,
we have 3 minutes. We literally have 3 minutes. I'm sorry, I have to cut this short.
Thank you for the
I can say you're wrong.
We literally have 3 minutes.
I can
literally
say you're wrong plenty of times in 3 minutes.
Okay, but I want to say this, and then we have to end the show. In my personal opinion, and I know that everybody here would agree with me, personally, in our collective opinion, I think we need to completely and utterly eradicate the look of race when it comes to literally anybody, whether it's a superhero, whether it's a scientist, whether it's a president, whether
Absolutely.
It's anybody.
Absolutely.
And that's
I actually
what,
disagree with you, but it's cool.
It depends on – that's a big old blanket statement. I think it depends
the
on the situation.
Is,
yeah.
The thing is if we stop looking at race, then 90% of the hate that we feel, especially here in America, would go away.
Yeah.
Period.
I mean, that's
race and religion.
If we had more time and you explained it more, then yeah.
Yeah, we don't
have
time, though.
All I'm going to say is you said everyone would agree with you, so I don't. But that's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Anyway,
this one.
This was actually a really good conversation. If anybody got offended by this discussion, I really don't give a fuck. These are discussions that need to happen in order for us to move forward as a society.
Yeah.
I want to thank all of my peoples. That was on the show tonight. My co-host, Alex. Thank you very much.
I did not think that was where you were going.
Yeah.
Alex, thank you for joining us.
No problem.
Austin, thank you for joining us. Miss Angel, thank you for being in the studio with us.
You're welcome.
I really loved all the discussion that we had. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, Sports Batteries, Fire, Police, and EMS are out there every day putting their lives on the line. View goes down to 99% by the 1%. We love you very much. Thank you to all of our supporters, listeners, and followers. We love the support that we get from you guys. And remember, please, we take you smart. We want you back here every night that we broadcast off with Curiosity Media every Sunday night, every week, every Tuesday night for Falling from Grace podcast, every Wednesday night for the Cinephiles, and every Friday night for Earn Note by Note. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned with Curiosity Media Facebook page for updates on everything that's going on in the rest of the show. I want to say I love all of my hosts. I love all of you guys. You guys are awesome. Y'all have a good night. Have a good rest of your Wednesday night. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Good night.
Week. See you next weekend.
Good night.
Good night.